This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm honored to visit with you all. It's a happy 4th of July weekend to you guys. I can tell you, it is a very patriotic holiday down here at Lake of the Ozarks.
I was going to ask you, where are you at right now? So you're down at the lodge lake.
Lodge of the Four Seasons. About to go visit some of my favorite pool bars. Can't beat a good pool bar at the lake when it's 90 degrees.
Well, you know, the reason I wanted to talk to you, people can watch This Week in Missouri Politics. You actually do two of these. You have one that airs on ABC 30 that people see every week here in St. Louis. But you also have a midweek show that folks may not know. They can follow you and they can watch that midweek show that you do as well. And you're a guy who I would say is probably the most plugged in that I know of statewide races. And I was just talking about the fact when you joined us that it feels like all the oxygen is being sucked out of the room with everybody talking about Trump and Biden. But these state races and even local races are getting harder and harder for those candidates to cut through. And I've noticed that you started doing, since session's been over, you've been checking in with a lot of these Senate and state rep races that are going on around the state.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of nice. Missouri's races for state offices are almost universally decided in the Republican primary in August. And frankly, the seats that are still held by Democrats are so overwhelmingly Democrat, they're deciding the primaries too. The generals are foregone conclusions. And normally we get a little respite from the presidential cycle. However, not this time. When they had that debate, Trump takes the oxygen out of every room he's in. You know, anything he does just gets a ton of attention, good and bad. But when Biden went comatose in that debate, I mean, it's impossible almost for some of these candidates to get attention. But I tell you, you know, whatever the recipe has been, Mike Kehoe has seemed to have broke through and first of all, cut out a 30-point lead by Jay Ashcroft and built a lead outside the margin of error. And you could tell, like, people say don't believe polls, but the other two campaigns believe the polls. And I can tell you the proof positive as to why is because they're out hitting Mike Kehoe. And that's in any race, you could tell who's winning. It's who's getting the negative attacks. So Kehoe seems to be the one that has actually kind of busted out and got a little elbow room while the whole world's talking about Donald Trump's wrongful convictions and Joe Biden being essentially a vegetable.
Where do you see these other races going? I mean, it just feels like it's really hard for people to, like I was talking about Secretary of State, eight people running for that. And it's a legit eight. It's not like, hey, there's really two people and it's going to come down to these two. But, I mean, you've got a lot of big names who have been elected as state officers who are running for the Secretary of State race.
I think that Secretary of State race is interesting. Lieutenant Governor, we can break a little news today here on 97.1. Michael Porter, a St. Louis businessman who had talked about committing major dollars to the race, dropped out today. Early this morning, he quit the race.
Really?
So you're down to Lincoln Huff, the guy that rebuilt I-70, the author of the biggest tax cut in the history of the state. You've got Holly Rader, very talented politician from the Boot Hill. She's such a great Raderman because she's got that accent that just is wonderful. being from the SEMO myself, it sounds like home. And then you got St. Louis's own attorney, David Wassinger, who's spending some money. David Wassinger is a guy who's dropping somebody. He's got the Right to Life endorsement. I would say, you know, Lincoln Huff has built a lead. He's out fundraised everybody combined, probably 3-1. Wassinger's putting his own money in. he's a pretty wealthy attorney. People in St. Louis will know his wife, Colleen, for being on the county council. I haven't seen a lot from Holly, but Holly is probably the most talented politician of the three, meaning she could do more with less than all the rest of them. So that race is going to be interesting. The Secretary of State race, oh, my God. The only real interesting part about that is Valentina Gomez. I don't think she's going to get many votes, but she makes some really good internet videos that are hilarious to watch. If I was Dean Plocker and Mary Elizabeth Coleman, probably the two front runners, Plocker because he's got a lot of, and got some decent name ID from people screwing with him out of the Capitol. Then you've got Senator Coleman is probably the most talented politician when she turns it on in the Republican Party. Denny Hoskins has a crew of kind of hardcore Bill Eichel fans that are going to be Denny Hoskins fans. Shane Schuler, the Greene County clerk, one of the finest human beings in all of politics. If you've met Shane Schuler, you have a very high chance of voting for because he's that good of a guy. And he probably couldn't win one, two, or three-way race, but in a 10-way race or whatever it is, just getting those Southwest Missouri votes are probably going to be enough to make a competitive campaign.
We're talking with Scott Fond from This Week in Missouri Politics. You know, Shane Schuler was at the O'Fallon, Missouri Heritage and Freedom Fest parade yesterday. He was walking the route, handing out literature along the parade route yesterday. So he's definitely out there working. And I saw Adam Schwadron was in mid-Missouri, I think, working a parade there. So, I mean, these guys.
Well, number one, Shane shouldn't be handing out literature at a parade. Now, if my son Gussie, if he was at that parade and you handed him a piece of literature instead of a piece of candy, Shane probably would have had a bruised shin. So that's a major mistake. I don't know what he was thinking giving out literature.
Well, he had a guy.
Shane should know that. Everybody at a parade don't want literature. They want candy.
He had a guy with him who was giving candy to the kids. Shane was giving literature to the
parents.
Maybe
Shane lost his fastball. Yeah. I'll tell you the most interesting race of.
Hey, Scott, I'm losing you a little bit on your phone there. Come back to me. The most interesting race that you said is?
The attorney general's race. I think the AG's race is the most interesting race in the state. I think it's straight up Missouri versus Manhattan. You have a Montgomery County war hero in Andrew Bailey, who's, if you're a right winger, he sued every single person in the world you could sue that a Republican would want, probably sued him twice at this point. And he's a Mizzou guy running against Will Sharpe, a brilliant guy, but you know, a Harvard guy from Manhattan. I think Will Sharpe would make a terrific attorney general for the state of New York, maybe even New Jersey. I wonder how well the Harvard thing, how many old boys from Harvard you ever met you really like that much?
I don't know a whole lot.
All I ever hear them boys doing is burning American flags. And Andrew Bailey's wore one. Well, he's actually defended this country. But I tell you, them Manhattan Harvard boys, they are pouring the money on. My God. I tell you, they've put, I think, $5 million from the East Coast. I don't think Will has any supporters here in Missouri. But, boy, for $5 million, you can buy some. My God. That, to me, is the most interesting race is, can Missouri fight off Manhattan? And I think that just comes down to it's Mizzou versus Harvard. And I decide your listeners are on, but I've always been partial to Mizzou over Harvard. I'll just be honest with you.
Well, I'm curious to see how that's going to work because Will Sharpe is so tied to Donald Trump and being a part of his legal team that a lot of times that seems to be the connection that everybody wants to make. I saw a billboard over by the St. Louis airport. Vivek Malik has him on one side and Donald Trump on the other. And I'm like, you know, with all due respect, I don't know how much Donald Trump cares about the Missouri treasurer's race, but it shows you that all these candidates feel like they need to be tied to Trump. And as long as they're tied to Trump, it's going to help. And that seems Sharp has definitely got the inroads on being tied to Trump. But Andrew
Bailey has a legitimate tie to being tied to Trump.
He definitely
does. Everybody else is a poser.
I agree. But it seems like Andrew Bailey is going back and he is following the Eric Schmidt, Josh Hawley path to victory. Yep. Because what those guys did was come in and just sue everybody. I mean, it was lawsuit that they were filing a suit against somebody. It seemed like every day. And that's kind of the
got a little childish.
Yeah.
But the folks of this state liked it.
I started to say it works.
People may have a different. I thought they took it too far. I think Andrew Bailey's taking it too far. If you want the truth, But I'm not sure the voters of this state do. And I tell you, you know, when it comes right down to it, I thought Will Sharpe had the worst backstory in the history of the of mankind to run for state office in Missouri until he got the Trump lawyer thing.
Right.
And Will, look, you ain't going to ever meet an old boy smarter than Will Sharpe. Will is, if to call him brilliant is probably an understatement. And your theory about any connection to Trump, you can ride to victory, I think is probably right. But it doesn't hurt if your daddy sends you $5 million from New York City.
It definitely doesn't hurt. I mean, that's more money than most of the candidates for governor have raised so far this year.
Oh, I think the fundraising title this cycle will be a tight race between Kehoe and Sharpe. No, but I mean, Sharpe isn't really raising it. I mean, Mike Kehoe is going around this state and raising it from folks in this state predominantly. Will's going to Washington, D.C. and New York City and having extended, so it's a little different. I mean, Mike Kehoe really has had to hustle this state for 20 years of his life, meeting people and getting them to buy into his race, where I think Will is able to just get Washington, New York City people to throw money at it. But I tell you, if you're at ABC 30 or if you're at 97.1, that money spends the same, baby. They don't care where it comes from. They'd prefer it be a PAC from out of state because you get charged four times the amount. And I think that's the interesting part coming down the stretcher with these races you're going to see is you're going to see right now a candidate committee. I can tell you in St. Louis, it costs three times to buy from the PAC. And folks, if you watch campaigns closely, you'll see if it says it's paid for by Friends of Mike Kehoe or whatever, or America, was it American Dream Pack?
Yep.
If it's American Dream Pack in Kansas City, it is now four times. What by law they have to give you the lowest rate as a candidate,
right?
But they don't for a pack, and everybody jacks those rates up. And if anybody tells you they don't, they're selling you a pig in a poke. They'll lie about other stuff too. They jack those pack rates up as high as they can because this is a prime money making season, and you got to make hay while the sun shines. So in Springfield, it's up to three times. St. Louis is three times. It's at least double in St. Joe, Joplin, Hannibal, and Cape Girardeau. But in Kansas City, it's a hotbed for political ads, and they're making money on it, as will St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis people usually buy St. Louis last because it's the most expensive.
We're talking.
No,
I didn't want to cut you off on your point, but you're exactly right. That's where the media outlets make their money is off these PACs, because you can charge them basically whatever you want to take that money off. But if you are a candidate and the candidate is placing the money, they do have to give you that lowest rate. We're talking with Scott Fahn from This Week in Missouri Politics. Hey, tell me a little bit about some of these other races that people just don't pay attention to, like Missouri Treasurer's race. Where do you see that one shaking out right now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Koenig is one of the finer human beings you're going to run into in politics. You ask Democrats that have never voted with him on anything, and they'll say he's an honorable guy. I just don't know that he's got the money to put the campaign together. And Koenig is one of those candidates that I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I don't know how much money he has, but I know he's got a sizable amount. It might be if he doesn't see a path, he just keeps that money for another day. You see that a lot in St. Louis City races, like when somebody will run for mayor and see if they catch on. When they don't, they'll just hold on to their money and not spend it. Gregory FX Daily, I think, could buy a radio station with the money he sits on every time raising and then not having to spend. but Andrew May, it'll be interesting to see if he actually spends his money. I'm not sure what the path would be there. Lori Rook is the only woman in the race. She's spending $500,000, and she's going to spend hers. I would say that we'll test out the theory that the woman in the Republican primary matters, or to the extent that it matters. I think it does matter, just how much. Then you got Cody Smith. I do think Cody Smith is going to have some money. I think he's going to spend some money. He's coming out of Southwest Missouri, so that's a good place to come from. And then you got Vivek Malik. I think Vivek Malik is the bull of the woods in this. I think he's going to be able to buy this race. And I tell you, the thing about Vivek Malik is, I'll just be honest with you, you know, he looks a little different than the rest of the Republican slate. I'll just be candid with you. And folks try to quietly use that against him. I don't know if Cody Smith will have enough money to actively run, you know, softcore racist ads against him. If he does, the race will take a new dynamic. But if you actually meet Vivek Malik, he's truly one of the nicest human beings you'd ever meet. He is truly just a terrific guy. And he's got the money. I think it's been an interesting campaign strategy. And when we sit back and look at the dynamics of this primary, I thought there'd be some folks that would encourage him to kind of soft pedal and stay back. But instead, they've leaned in. Put his picture on everything. I saw that billboard you're talking about out by the airport. There's another one like that a little further down 70. I think that's an interesting strategy. He is straight up came in and not backed away from him being an Indian American in any way whatsoever. It's admirable and interesting both. I tell you what, to me, the race to watch, you've seen the trial attorneys. Like, you know, Mike, when you were starting to get in politics and when I was putting up signs for Jim Talent for not Senate governor back in the day, the trial attorneys were our sworn enemies as Republicans.
Right.
And now you've seen the more right-wing candidates that can't go raise money from businesses and folks. They went to the trial attorneys hat in hand, and trial attorneys have taken them in and have financed some of your more right-wing folks. And frankly, you know, I've watched folks, some folks have a record of being constantly for businesses and for low government and job production that they 180 on. And so what I think, to me, the most interesting Senate race is over in the city of St. Charles, O'Fallon, those areas, Phil Christinelli versus Adam Schnelting. That race is interesting because the trial attorneys are not normally homophobic. And there has been some pretty interesting homophobic things come out of the Schnelting campaign. And I wonder, Amy Gunn is one of the most respected people in St. Louis. She's a great person. She is the head of MATA. And I'm sure they'll tell you, well, there's a committee here and a committee there, and they move that money around. I just wonder if Amy Gunn will want to have her name attached to promoting homophobia. I just don't know if she will. It'll be interesting to see if that's what she wants to do with it. But Amy Gunn, I tell you this. The trial attorneys have been able to bag folks that don't share their values on anything but suing businesses, right? And they've been able, the law firms have been able to get away with it and not have any of the stuff that they would be embarrassed of attached to them. I think the Senate District 23 in St. Charles, I don't think Amy Gunn and other folks that are very well-respected like her, I can just tell you, I mean, I write stories about this. They will not be able to fund Schnelting and not have homophobia on them. And something tells me a woman as professional and as well-respected as Amy Gunn does not want to play homophobic games. I doubt it. But it's going to be interesting to see how far they're willing to, the trial attorneys are willing to push that. And frankly, how far the members of those firms are willing to set back and allow those firms to push it. We'll see. But I promise you this, Mike, you read the Missouri Times. If the trial lawyers, if Amy is funding rampant homophobia, they will be attached to them this time.
Well, I can tell you one thing. There is no shortage of drama that is happening in Missouri politics in 2024. It is all over the place. These next 5 weeks are going to be very exciting to watch. And I know we can always catch up with you this week in Missouri Times. If people want to follow you on a regular basis, what's the best way to do that?
Just Scott Fawn. I've got a Twitter account that ticks folks off on a regular basis. Or look, ABC 30, 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. This week in Missouri politics, give us a listen. We'll have a good time. I believe we'll have Lieutenant Governor Kehoe on next week, probably live from the bus. So it'll be fun.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you spending some time on this holiday weekend. I hope you enjoy the pool bars out at Lake of the Ozarks and hope somebody's got bail money. It's going to be fun.
I'll tell everybody. everyone at Coconuts and at Dog Days that Mike Elam said hello.
I appreciate it. Scott Fun, This Week in Missouri Politics. Appreciate the time, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.